you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about how to get rid of an emotion. So when we first start, we actually kind of want to be thinking about it a little differently than how to get rid of the emotion. What I like to think about is how to open up to the emotion so that we can allow it to be there and it can leave. So a good example of what I like to use is if you're having an emotion come through, if we can just kind of look at that emotion and we're just looking at it and looking at it, it can kind of pass and leave. But if we have an emotion come through and we're pushing against it, like we're trying to get rid of it, we're trying to push it down, we're trying to avoid it, we don't want to feel it, and we keep pushing it, not only does this pushing take a lot of energy and it's very exhausting, it doesn't actually give the emotion the opportunity to leave. So when we kind of think about having this emotion, I want you to also pay attention to what you're doing with it. So let's say that maybe worry comes in. How do we approach that? Because we can either help calm the worry down or we can keep fueling it. So I want you to think about a fire. So let's say that you have this fire. So this is the emotion showing up. We have a fire. Now, imagine if you're just throwing more logs onto the fire. What happens? It gets bigger, it gets stronger, it gets harder to put out. And so when your brain offers you something like worry or maybe fear or feeling anxious or feeling disappointment, pay attention to if you're adding more logs onto that fire. So this could look like your brain coming with you to worry. So we have this fire. And then you're like, yeah, and also we should be worried about this. And also this could happen and that could happen. And oh, we should be afraid of this. And oh, in the past, this thing happened. Like we're just fueling that emotion. Another example could be like if you're feeling disappointed. So you feel disappointed, you have this fire, and then you start to tell yourself, like, yeah, you're not good enough. It's never going to happen. You're never going to be able to do it. This means you can't achieve your goal. Like, are you fueling that fire over and over, which then will cause that emotion to get stronger and bigger? And then if we kind of think about like pushing against that emotion, like maybe you're blowing into the fire and you're making it bigger and you're making it stronger. When we're trying to get rid of it, we're trying to like blow it out, but it's not really working because it's just making it bigger and stronger. Whereas if we could just start to put out pieces of that fire. And so what this could look like is instead of adding more logs, let's just like spray one out. But the way that we spray one of those logs out is by actually just taking a look at that emotion. What does worry feel like in my body? Maybe it feels like this tightness in my throat. Maybe it feels like a ball. Maybe it feels like red or orange or hot or cold. How does that emotion feel? So as you're kind of exploring how that emotion feels to you, then what ends up happening is we just put out a little piece of that emotion. We just made it a little bit easier, a little bit lighter. Some of that can leave. And then let's just do it again. What else do we notice? How big is it? How small is it? Does it move? Does it stay still? And again, paying attention. And then before you know it, what ends up happening is that emotion can leave and we feel so much better by focusing on each piece. And this can actually help us feel so much better because we're actually letting that emotion leave instead of pushing it against it or fueling it to make it so much bigger. And if this is something that you want to take deeper, then you can go to successbykayla.com to sign up for your free consult call. Because on that call, we're going to be able to talk about what working together in my one-on-one coaching program looks like. Because in that program, we can actually talk through this exact scenario. Like what emotions are coming up for you? What do you usually do? What does it look like? Are you fueling it? Are you allowing it to be there, examining it, letting it process? Or maybe you're trying to push it away. Maybe you're trying to get rid of it. Maybe you're eating or reacting to it by like yelling or like watching TV. Like, what is it that happens when you have that emotion? And then we can discuss how we can get to this place where you can actually process through that emotion and feel so much better. So, if that's something you're interested in, go to successbykayla.com to sign up for your free consult call.